All right. I'll play it once slow and then we'll pick up the tempo.
Thank you.
Just love that tune. It's an amazing tune. I always think of that tune, you know, when I do the air and I play it three or four times and I gradually build up. And my thing is that the King of the Fairies is the soul of Ireland. You know, starting out in the valley and creeping up the hill and the mountain and coming over the crest of the hill, getting ready for battle. For Ireland, it's just that's how I think of it. You know, it's just so powerful, such a powerful melody. So,
John, when we were having the sessions here in Perth, we would always play King of the Fairies first, and then go into Éileann Og.
Okay.
Which is very similar, and if we started with Éileann Og, nobody could ever remember how King of the Fairies went. So we always had to do it the same order.
I know, and you know, and
somebody would sing along. It was great.
Yeah, that can actually happen with a lot of tunes if with the same starting a few notes. It's very easy to kind of lose track of tunes like that. So, but we still have 52 people, so that's good. And Steve, I see you just joined us, so welcome aboard. And all right, any comments, any questions, or just keep playing? I guess we go back to reels. So we do the Jolly Tinker. That's a nice long tune. I actually recorded these tunes on my very first LP in 1974. I think you can get tracks of it on YouTube. And I was 14 years old when I recorded this this stuff. We did one day of recording. I flew over to Belfast with my father. You can imagine this now, 1974, things were not great in the north of Ireland. And we were in Smithfield Square, right in the center of Belfast. And I had to go out because I was really bad and I was a smoker, you know. I don't think my dad knew at the time that I was smoking, but I snuck out to the store. And I wasn't thinking because I had a really like strong British accent, like North London accent. And here I am in the Catholic side of, if you can ever just imagine, the Falls Road in Belfast at that time had a huge, I don't know if it may still be there, I don't know, huge wall, iron grate with turnstiles. So on one side were the Catholics, on the other side were the Protestants. And here I go to the store. Can I get a pack of number six, mate? And it's like the looks I got from the guy. What's this guy doing here? Shouldn't he be on the other side? But anyway, so I don't know if any of you heard this story. So we did the whole album in one day. And myself, Kevin Taylor, was accompanying me on piano. And I forget what track we were on. We were doing a track, and the studio was 6 feet underground. And there was a reason for that. So during this one track, we were listening back to what I just played, and it's diddly diddly diddly, and all of a sudden you hear diddly diddly right in the middle of the track. And a bomb had gone off above us, and it actually came on the recording, but it was just a little on the recording, you know. So I had to do the bloody track again, you know. Oh. And but anyway, so that's a life experiences of when I was a young boy traveling the wilds of Northern Ireland. And
did Finbar produce that or something?
No. So here we go, the Jolly Tinker and the Pigeon on the Gate. I don't think I put them together on that record, but so just in case you. So that's the Jolly Tinker, and then. Pigeon on the Gate. Okay, ready?